For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Older men often are at a disadvantage when it comes to taking care of themselves after a partner passes away. My guest today is going to talk about a specific program looking at helping those individuals cook for themselves, often for the first time, and the benefits that come from doing so. I recently had an opportunity to talk with Katie Woodall, a senior at Whitman College in Walla Walla, Washington, about a program in which 8 Whitman students were paid to work with local chefs to help senior men in Walla Walla learn important culinary skills. What gave you the idea for men making meals? How did that come about?
This idea was first generated by the Broome County Office of Aging. And from my understanding, the Walla Walla Center, Senior Center, and some of the leaders in the Student Engagement Center at Whitman had the idea to implement something like this here in Walla Walla, involving students and local seniors. And this was sort of came out of an identified issue of lack of cooking experience and practical knowledge among older men. And so through that connection, they developed this partnership and generated the idea to try and implement this idea from the Broome County office in New York and bring it here to Walla Walla. And I believe it has been implemented in other parts of the country too. So after the idea was generated, Whitman had the opportunity to apply for a grant from the Council of Independent Colleges, and we're able to accrue funding to start up the program and actually pay the students who are involved.
Did you get a sense, Katie, when you first started with this, about the nutritional status of some of these men, or perhaps the relatively limited diets that they were having, because I guess they'd always been provided for in the past by a spouse or partner?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for anyone living on their own, cooking can become a really arduous chore, but older men in particular face specific challenges due to, like you said, the lack of cooking know-how, limited financial resources, lack of mobility, maybe a little energy, and just, like, you know, it not having been a habit previously in their life, which definitely can lead to poor nutrition. And we handed out surveys in the first week of class, and many of the men reported that they didn't feel that they had a good or nutritious diet, and that they were looking to improve that.
My guest today is Katie Woodall, a senior at Whitman College, talking about Men Making Meals, a new program aimed at helping men who maybe have never cooked for themselves to learn to do so. There are many benefits, and not just culinary. And I guess there's a secondary benefit, too, because in addition to those mobility issues, there's a loneliness factor and an isolation factor. This is getting some of these men of a certain age out and about and interacting with others as well.
Definitely. The collaborative group environment is really great. The students and the seniors often pair up and for the classes, and then are able to work together to prepare the meal, so they can sort of share, cooking knowledge as well as stories and whatever else comes up in those conversations. So it's been really, really neat to see the friendship and community that's come out of these first 3 classes that we've had.
Is there an endpoint to this process, or is this going to be an ongoing project, do you think, for the college and for the senior center?
We're unsure at this point whether we'll be able to secure funding for the next year and year after that to continue to run this program, or if there'll be a continued need for that.
My guest today has been Katie Woodall, a senior at Whitman College and a key player in a program called Men Making Meals. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at WUKY.org.